This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavuos, from Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Beis. La Yikru Ushnayim. Two people should not read. Trei Kali Loi Mishtamai, the Mishnah Brura says, Sif Katan Vav. Ela Ha'oila Kare Ushliach Tzibur Shoisek. The one who gets Aliyah reads, and the Chazan is silent. Oy Shliach Tzibur Kare. Or the Shliach Tzibur reads, V'o'ila lo yikra b'koram. Or the, and the Oila does not read out loud. When we come up, Tzarechu likrois ima Shliach Tzibur. Nevertheless, he has to read with the Shliach Tzibur, Kedei shaloi tehei brachasai levatala. So that his bracha is not levatala. Ela shetzarech likrois benachas. He has to read softly. Shaloi yashmia la'aznav. So that his ears do not hear it. And what if his ears do hear it? It's okay. Va'afilu mashmi'a la'oznav leka l'meichash. Even if his ears do hear it, it's not a problem. D'loy adif me'tfila, it's not any better than tfila, where your ears do need to hear it. K'dal el simen kof aleph. Says the Mishnah Berura. Lo yikru ushnayim, detrei kali lo mishtamai. Two people should not read because two voices cannot be heard. Ushliach tzibur shoysek. The shliach tzibur is silent. Miu im ha'oila toya b'nekudos avitam mesayoi belachash. If the oila is reading it and he's making a mistake in the nekudos or the trap, then the shliach tzibur assists him quietly. Oy shliach tzibur korei. U'kiminageinu koin to arminag achshav. Now, shala oilam hashliach tzibur Kaire, nowadays the Shliach Tzibur always reads it. Afilu kishah oila hubaki. Nowadays that the Shliach Tzibur always reads it, even if the oila is proficient. So as not to embarrass someone who doesn't know how to read. Meaning, according to our minhag, now, that the Shliach Tzibur always reads, even if the Oila Zabaki, in order not to embarrass someone who doesn't know how to read, that's why it's our custom that the Shliach Tzibur reads. V'gam yimtzu harbi she'en yoydim b'tov likrois ha'nekudas v'atam v'yirtzu likrois. Also, and this is probably more likely, you're going to have people who claim they know how to read. Like a guy who says, it's my bar mitzvah parsha. You have the bar mitzvah parsha syndrome of a guy who doesn't know how to read, but he thinks because it's his bar mitzvah parsha, he knows how to read that parsha. But the same way he doesn't know how to read other parshiyos, he also doesn't know how to read his bar mitzvah parsha. So because of that guy, we say no. The chazan, the Shliach Tzibur, should always read. That guy who's reading his bar mitzvah parsha, the tzibur is not yoytze. He's going to cause a whole ruckus if we don't let him lane when he gets the aliyah. Therefore, loy plug, the Shliach Tzibur should always read. What if you're a Bal Koyre and you get an Aliyah? Should you read your Aliyah? No. Loi plug. Whoever is the Bal Koyre, then there's a Takana. It's not a Takana. It's a Minhag. It's a Minhag. A Minhag has a din of a Neder. Especially Minhagat Sibor. Likroi Simashliach Sibor. That's... So, Mikamakaim... He needs to read with the Shliach Tzibur. Nevertheless, he needs to read with the Shliach Tzibur so that his bracha is not going to be a bracha levatala. How is that? Haynu mitoch haksav. From a written text. Levatala. So that the bracha should not be levatala. Deloy mistaber sheyivarech ha'ela al kriyas hashliach tzibur. It's not mistaber that that the Oila should make a bracha on the Kriya of the Shliach Tzibur. So this is very interesting. What's the reason why the Oila should read along? Why in the world should he read along? Because he's making a bracha? Okay, great. He's making a bracha. But the same way the Chazan, same way the Baal Kari is Maitzi the whole shul in Kriyas HaTorah, he's Maitzi this guy in Kriyas HaTorah. Why should the Oila read along? The reason is, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rosh, okay? That it's not mistaber that you should make a bracha on the Kriya of somebody else. Even though, what do you mean? He's the one reading for everyone. He's the Baal Kari. He's reading. I'm making a bracha because I get the Aliyah. No, for you to make a bracha on someone else's reading is loy mistaber. What if the Oila is in the middle of Psukei Dezimra? So he's allowed to take the Aliyah, but could he read along? Yes. What if he's in the middle of Kriya Shema? Then he doesn't read along. Then Shomea Ka'ina. What if he's Bein HaPrakim of Kriya Shema? Rav Shlomo Zalman says, he should not read along. Why? Today we're not makbid sheha'oila yikra yachet emakoyre. Why? Because we'll even call up an Amma Aretz who doesn't know how to read to begin with. So even he could get an aliyah. If you're in a spot where you can't talk, you don't read along. And the minhag ha'olam is that we don't remind the guy, hey, whisper along. No, we let it be. Most people, they're not saying it along anyway. I would add another thing. What if you don't know how to read? In other words, let's say you don't know the nekudais and you're going to mispronounce the words. So then, of course, you shouldn't read along. Then, of course, so basically, reading along is not me'ikar hadin. It's just a svara. It's a svara. The svara is it's not mistaber that someone else should make. That you should make a bracha on someone else's reading. But if you're in a compromised situation, you don't say it. And now the Mechaber says, you should say it benachas, the trei kali loy mishtamoy, loy shaychi kim bekoyre bekoram. So you'll say, what do you mean to say benachas? Then I can't hear the Baal Kari. No. Only when you say it out loud, you can't hear the Baal Kari. If you say it softly, we do not apply the rule of trei kali loy mishtamoy. But the Mechaber says something very interesting. Shelo yashmi'a la'oznav. It should be soft enough that you yourself can hear it. Now that's interesting because by Shemana Esrei, it has to be loud enough that you yourself could hear it. You know that. There's a question about the effort, whether you're Yoytze Shemana Esrei, if you say it so quietly that your own ear can't hear it. So why by saying it along with the Baal Kari should it be so quietly? Al-Pi Kabbalah, it's preferable that you say it so quietly that you yourself can't hear it. Shalo yashmi al azav. Ayim bebeis Yosef shehivi sad lazeh b'sefer hazayar. Now, what if you're annoying the Baal Kari? Then you probably shouldn't say it along. Or make sure you say it quiet enough. If you yourself can't hear it, then you certainly shouldn't say it loud enough that the Baal Kari should hear it. Now here's my question. You ready? What about if in a shul, what about for the Haftarah? Should you say it along with the Kari? Now as we're going to see, if the shul does not have a klaf, every person in the shul is obligated to say it along. Otherwise, you're not yotze the Haftarah. But if there's a klaf, the listeners don't say it along. What about the oila? Do we say the Rosh Hasvara that loy mistaber sheivarcha oila akriyas hashel tzibor? Or do we say like Rav Shlomo Zalman that minoga oilam she'ein maskirin la'oila likrei biyachanam abal kairei? Again, it's for sure less of a minhag for the oila to say it along for the haftarah, and certainly it should be quiet, it should be so soft that loy hishmiel aznav. Vafilu mashmiya rotzleimer after yoyser toiv shaloy lahashmiya. Okay, now this is a very important Rama. This is very important Rama. The Rama says, even if you could hear it, it's not a problem. So does that mean you should say it loud enough that you could hear it? No. Rotzleimer, what the Rama means is, after yoyser toiv shaloy lahashmiya aznav. Mikamakam imashmiya gamkein lekalamechash. We're not concerned. Deloy adif mitfilah shetiknu gamkein belachash vafilu hachi mashmiya laaznav kidal el simik kof alef sebeis hachinamikein. In other words, the shita of the Rama is not that you should be mashmiya laaznav. No, it's better loy lahashmiya laaznav. But if you do, lekalamechash. Now, if you look in the Sharat Tzion, he says, according to the Gra, who paskins by tefillah, and he brings a raya from the Yushalmi, who holds, it's better that it is Yashmiel Aznav. It's interesting. The Zohar seems to say that by Shemayna Esrei, it should also be Loi Ein Lahashmiel Aznav. You hear that? The Zohar seems to say by Shemayna Esrei also it should be Loi Lashmiya La'aznav. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is, and the way the Gra learns the Zohar, that no, you should lechatchila better to be Yashmiya La'aznav. And the Gra says the Zohar is not a stira. So according to that, the Sharat Tzion, it could be there is no Kabbalistic reason by Kriyas HaTorah Shaloi Lahashmiya La'aznav. In other words, according to the Gra, it could be there is no Kabbalistic Svara that it would be preferable Shaloi Lahashmiya La'aznav by Kriyas HaTorah. But according to the way the Mishnah Berurah explains Mechaber Rama, when you get an Aliyah, you should say it along, preferably so quiet that even you yourself can't hear it.
By COVID, I saw clips by the Kaisel, and many people did it here also. They made the yonim. The person who got the yonim made a bracha and didn't even go up to the space of a Kaisel red. Is there any makar for that?
That what? They called the guy up, he said the bracha from his spot?
Go up. He said the bracha from his ears and then the bakar is red. I saw it by the country. My Rabbi was done like that. Many people did it. Is there a makar at all? Were you able to give blind people an aliyah? Same thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't even see where what the aliyah is going on?
Right.
I guess Bishas, right, Bishas Adchak, I guess there's some kind of dispensation. Okay, we'll hold over here, Shkoyach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.